Okay, Wobble Land, as I admitted earlier this morning and pretty much all week long, today's the day I've pretty much been dreading for the past couple of weeks, because today is the day we say goodbye to our news director, Darren Wright. He is stepping aside from his news director duties here on WoWo. And I got to tell you, WoWo Land, this guy, he has been in the business for over 20 years. And you know, WoWo Land, I say it all the time. He's truly one of the best in this business. And I mean that. I have had the privilege during my career to work alongside some serious rock stars. Charlie Butcher, John Zimney, Jim Allgaier, Buck Sexton, Matt Bruning, Mike Wilson, and I will absolutely be adding Darren Wright's name to that list. I think I speak for all of us here on Fort Wayne's Morning News when I say his talents and abilities will be greatly missed by all of us here at WoWo. But I believe, Darren, I believe that you're making the right decision to leave this industry, doing it for your family. I think it's a wise choice, my friend. And with that, I do want to ask you, how long now, because you've been in radio for over 20 years, how many years have you spent here at WoWo?
6.5.
6.5 years. Well, in honor of your last day here at WoWo, Darren has no idea this is coming. Producer Easy Mac and I decided that we were going to spin some of your greatest hits here at WoWo.
Oh, no.
Over the last 6 years. Take a listen.
This is Fort Wayne's Breaking News and Weather Authority on 1190 AM, 107.5 FM, and WoWo.com. Depend on it.
Clear and 57 off the world-famous WoWo fire escape. I'm Darren Wright. Top local story.
This is WoWo Breaking News.
Three people are in the hospital after an early morning eruption of gunfire in Fort Wayne. It's a connected world. We just live in it. I'm Darren Wright, host of Batteries Not Included, the podcast that covers everything from technology and video games to pop culture to, well, anything nerdy, really. Check out new episodes every Thursday.
Remembering Charlie Butcher, WoWo, 1190 AM and 107.5 FM.
It's with heavy hearts that we report that Fort Wayne's morning news host and family man Charlie Butcher has died at the age of 61.
Ah, Peter, Belinda, Frederick, Harriet, why, where's our Martha?
Not coming
upon Christmas Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your radios as WoWo will be airing the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500. Tune in Sunday, May 26th at 11 a.m. for the greatest spectacle in racing. That's the sound of the Grand Page pipe organ, an instrument literally built into the walls of the embassy. You ever read something that just makes your head hurt? You just try to comprehend it and you just can't, for whatever reason, get it to go into that noodle that you call a brain.
Trying to decide whether or not to retweet the Cardi B video, bruh.
Oh my gosh, I had the same argument with myself 30 minutes ago.
Okay, you do it and say retweets are like not endorsements, especially language, and I'll retweet.
107.5 FM.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning. WoWo News Time 507. So, Electric Works is still a thing that we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what a... who had sudden cancellation of public funding for Electric Works on 2020 bingo?
No, indeed. If he wanted to keep him after he was dead, the wicked old screw, why wasn't he natural in his lifetime?
Joined now by Fort Wayne Police Department spokesman Michael Joyner. Mike, thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Obviously, we wanted to get the police department's side on Fort Wayne breaking the record for most homicides in a single year. I'm Darren Wright in the WoWo Newsroom. Get the latest news online at WoWo.com.
All right, I told you, WoWo Land, a man of many talents and voices, I might add. As I said, Darren, your talents and abilities will be greatly, greatly missed by all of us here at WoWo.
Chills. Literal chills.
Darren had no idea we were doing that. In fact, no. WoWo Land, earlier this morning, Darren shot me a text, I don't know, what, 6, 7 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, something like that.
He said, hey, are we doing anything since today is my last day? And I'm like, eh, if we get to it.
Yeah,
little did you know we had that prepared. Mike Rags stepping up to the mic. Rags, final thoughts for Darren? You got to turn your mic on in Radio Rags. That's
sorry.
Radio 101, how it works.
Sorry. He's leaving? What?
Breaking news!
Oh, my gosh. Only that it was an honor and a privilege to work side-by-side with him all these mornings. And I hate to see him go, but I understand why he's leaving, and I wish him the best of luck. I'm not saying future endeavors, so best of luck in the future.
I just want to selfishly say that when we all sat around this table and we were producing A Christmas Carol, Caleb brought up the fact, because it was so perfectly done, self-pat on back, that nobody was allowed to quit or get fired. So,
I know.
So thanks, Darren. I now have to find six more voices and redo it next year.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate all the kind words. The check is in the mail to each and every one of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. And so, Darren, what's next for you? Can we ask you that?
Right now, I'm just going to be doing some low-key stuff out of the public eye or public ear, so to speak. But I just want to express my gratitude to the audience for allowing me to be part of their routine and part of their lives for the past 6.5 years.
Well, Darren, you might be leaving us here on Fort Wayne's Morning News. You know, we call ourselves the Core Four. I think Rags came up with that nickname. You might be leaving us here, but I know you and I at least will remain friends. I'm sure you, Rags, Mac, will all remain friends, as we have all been through a lot together. Darren, you and I specifically have been through a lot together. I consider you family, you know, at this point in our lives. And I wish you and your wife, Lori, nothing but the best, because you truly deserve it.
Thank you. Who are you people again?
Yeah, right. One more news time. It's 8:44. What, Producer Easy Mac? He's telling me something else. Now,
yeah, there's somebody that specifically wanted to
I
call
forgot.
In.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We do have a farewell message too.
Okay.
See, you gotta love live radio. You're gonna miss this, aren't you, Darren? The surprise is coming at you. Who's on our phone line again?
I just want to bring up, he specifically reached out to both Kayla and I about wanting to come on and say goodbye to you.
Okay.
So, Nick Maruziak, the floor is all yours.
This will take 20 minutes.
Guys. You know, what a wonderful introduction. Hey, yeah, who's the schlub that we call every, or that calls in every morning?
There's
a minute of weather. Nah, we don't need him. Let's just go to news with Darren. Make him work one last day. Come on, Darren. Mush. Hey, Darren, congratulations, you know, on what has been a wonderful career. And I just want to say that you have been one of the nicest guys. And going forward, I just want to give you an idea of what you can do. You can go as a live-action villain from Toy Story 2. Seriously, if you don't know that guy, look up the resemblance. It is perfect. You have a built-in Halloween costume, my dude. And on top of that, I just want to say that you have been one of the nicest guys in person to me. Whenever we do charity basketball games, it's always, you know, I try and find out some time for you. So seriously, you've been wonderful to us, and especially over at ABC 21. So in honor of your spaceman career, I'll just say it like this. 1 minute remaining in your career. 1 minute remaining. Well, maybe not career, but at least we're whoa. Anyway, Darren, seriously, you're a great guy. Best of luck to you and Lori. And yeah, Tricky Nicky out.
Right. How much did you pay that guy, Darren?
I didn't pay him. In fact, I want a refund, and I didn't even give him any money.
Did you anticipate? We should have made you guess who was on the phone.
No, I had no idea, but I did text him earlier this morning, giving him a bit of grief about. So let me get this straight. My last day, and you took the day off from ABC 21.
I tell you what, you had one heck of a last week. We had school delays. We had weather issues, freezing rain. I mean, what a note to end
Emergency
on.
Emergency substitutions. So you guys decided to throw all of the greatest hits at me at once.
Well, you've done well, my friend. And like I said, it's been an honor and privilege.
It's supposed to sell Monday. He should probably come in Monday, right?
Yeah, could you maybe squeeze that into your schedule?
I don't think so.
Podcasts by Federated Media.